podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Tony Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, we're gonna have a little bit on.
Swash.
What's up?
What's up? We had a huge monster four games this weekend. So
four games fun. And some of our highest points of the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's, the game is such a fucking stupid ass game. It's ridiculous.
Such a mess.
We pod. Our lifestyle pod must go on.
We pod. And we actually have like a full week, which is weird.
Time-wise.
Yeah.
I thought you meant game-wise.
Oh,
game.
No.
I'm like, what?
Oh, no. We may not have any games. Who knows?
Yeah.
But time before, and we got a Patreon pod on Thursday that'll have most more news, I guess, captaincy stuff.
Yeah, we haven't done that one of those in a while.
Yeah, it's hard in the congestion. And then, you know, rumors of the FML Field Cup starting like mid-Jan, so.
Yeah, that'll be a fun. So for the uninitiated, we do a FML FPL pod cup for all patrons at any level. And the winner gets like a jersey, a kit, as they say in England, I believe, of your choosing.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I think we did top four, top eight prizes last year, something like that.
Yeah, I don't even remember, but yeah,
I think top eight,
maybe. Yeah,
something like that. If you get into the top eight, we get you some shit.
And we do a proper cup with fucking group stages, not just random one-off events.
Yeah, so we usually do a ton of groups and four, and then, you know, top two auto go through, and then we have some third and fourth place based on points to just get it like a bracket style.
Yeah,
and then it's single a limb to the finals. So it's fun. I mean, it gives on Discord a lot of people talking shit to each other. It's just fun. It just gives people some more stake in the game. So, that's coming.
A lot of people are like rank a million and then they just, you know, wild card for the cup and just go all in and get themselves a prize or something like that. Have a magical cup run, the magic of the cup. So,
yeah,
we'll talk more about it when it's actually closer. Yeah. But how'd you do in this fucking massive haul of a week?
A lot of points for Team Walsh over here. I got, I had 80. I hit in wood.
Let's go. To.
I did. So I woke up like the deadline was at 5:30 my time.
Yeah,
and I woke up. I opened my eyes like 40 minutes before the deadline or something like that. And I was obviously like stressed out about the whole thing.
Yes.
And I opened Discord, flipped through. Okay. Nothing's going on. And then I was like, do I want to get bad sleep for the next hour or something? Maybe not open my eyes when it was time.
Yeah.
Or do I just want to push bing bong beep boop and just get it done? So I did the beep boops. So wood came in, you know, I mean, what can we say about that? And then I got rammers in as well. So -4 turned out to be just a -2, not the end of the world.
And you got a player you like in wood at least.
Yeah, it's a very conflicting thing with wood because I've historically always loved him, but oh my God, I want Burnley to lose every game 10-0. So we'll see. Nothing I do matters anyway, so that's another thing that's true.
You got to remember but, that.
Yeah, I got 87 after my hit, 91 -4. I mean, everyone got points besides, I mean, the player I transferred in, Ramsdale, basically. I mean, and Mo, which of any player not to get points this week was, captain him. So that was the best. Yeah, I had Raz cap, and I had the Robbo roller coaster experience. That was fun.
Goodness.
So, you know, points.
Points come and go. I feel stays the same.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? How'd you do over there?
But dude, your game week rank 6K.
Let's go.
That's like,
I mean, once in a while, wait, what was Derek's? Probably like 20 or something.
316.
You get in, Derek.
Austin 316. Oh my God. Derek with 103.
Derek, fucking no hit. Mental. No problem. Yeah, I mean, Captain Cancelo just, I didn't even do that. And I got all this, like, I don't know. I Captain Raz. So.
I Captain Bilv, two pointer. Yeah. Well, I still got 70 minus 4, 66.
Yeah, but captaining Bilv blank when Mo blanks is like, ugh. You know, I mean, if Mo got a bunch of points, you're like, holy shit. But it really didn't end up being
that bad. But in a 4-0, when he, like, you know.
Of course. Oh, of course.
Fucking hell. You know, that Raz tapping at the end was just like, that was your fucking lifeboat right there.
Yeah. I mean, that was just flat out 10 points.
I was on Cancelo for most of the time leading up. And then I was kind of just like, ah. I mean, like, I expected the clean, although they didn't really deserve it. That was a blatant pen by Ederson that wasn't given for whatever reason. But I expected a clean and
Pens were out this week.
Yeah, they flip-flop. But I expected a clean from him and, like, yeah, he sometimes gets an assist. I obviously wasn't expecting assist, goal, clean, Max Bones, so whatever.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because he does have some dongs in group stage.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I mean, he does have that. Like, he loves coming inside and blamming it from, like, top of the box area. And unlike, you know, like, someone like Partey, he actually has a fucking accurate wand.
Yeah, and he...
But, you know, 18, you never, you know, adjudicate for something like a triple return from a defender is a nuts thing. So
yeah, it's very
crazy. That's a good job by them.
Yeah, fucking great job by Cap Cancelo Merchants. But my big myth was a hit in Gelhardt and Martinelli for Antonio and Bumo. Martinelli, 15-pointer. First on my bench, stays on my bench.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy because I captained a blanker, I benched my 15-pointer, I took a hit, and I still went up 60K and had a monster 70-pointer. You know, like, it's weird to have flown and still feel just so pissed off that I left his points on the bench. I mean, I didn't really put that much thought into it. I think similar to you, I woke up like 20 minutes before the deadline. I was just like, oh shit, like, Villa's canceled. I'm gonna make a hit. Yeah, you would have dodged wood. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get some guys, and I just did the thing. I didn't put that much thought into it. I figured, like, no one is gonna not get at least one auto sub, you know, like, one cancellation, one positive test, one rotation, like, whatever.
I mean,
and then
do you attribute it to you didn't think about it enough before?
Yeah.
Because that's not logical.
Yeah, I think if I had
your process
even
there.
15 more minutes of not being just like groggy, I just woke up, I'm panicking, I would have put him in for White. Because like we talked about pre or, you know, after it happened was, you know, White is good and I expected a clean versus Leeds. You know, he's the reason they didn't keep a clean versus Leeds, but he's like a 6-point max most games. And Martinelli, I expected to start. I wasn't really that scared of him, you know, being benched with the form that he's in. So
I was more scared about the cramp.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, I don't know who's lying. What's happening?
But that's it. I mean, I just think in hindsight, you always start the attacker over the defender if the fixtures are similar and the defender has a low ceiling like a Ben White.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll.
Because you asked me after the return, and I said I would have said.
Bench
I would
mount.
Have put the mount. Yeah. And that was before he blanked in my credit.
Yeah.
But just because, you know, I was just seeing the Wolves.
Game.
I was like, this team isn't functioning right now.
Yeah.
And I expected that. I mean, because I did feel like, you know, the clean. I mean, Leeds didn't do a fucking piece of shit. And they didn't do anything.
No.
So, you know, the clean should have come in, if not for...
Sir Benjamin of White.
except for your own player. Yeah,
except for Truce to Kong wearing an Arsenal kit.
Ben White mask.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, that
sucks,
obviously.
It fucking sucks. I mean, I'd be probably...
Having a brace. Especially, it also sucks because he's doing all this insanely cool, awesome shit. And Martinelli, we love him. And you can't fully enjoy it because you're just like, he's on my bench though. It's like, so bad.
The graph of him fucking shredding and my asshole clenching was just like a perfect correlation. I was like, yeah, this is sick, but like,
yeah, is it okay? Is this gonna happen?
Lineups come out, all my guys are starting. I'm like, is this sick?
Yeah, I know. I was feeling for you in those moments. I'm like, oh god, sitting over there.
I know. I'm 150k now, and with that 15 points, I wonder, I'd probably be within top 100. So
yeah, I'm sure if you had an extra 13 or whatever, that's probably 50 places.
Yeah. So fuck.
Well, you'll get it next week.
Get it next week. So let me
at least you fucking got him in. Best pick in the game. All of a sudden,
everyone on Twitter and Discord is like adding us and shit. Just like, oh my god, you guys fucking crushed it with Martinelli. Like, well, so that feels good, you know. At least the good ones fly.
I've fucking had him in since game 14.
Yeah, you're fucking
I'm a pervert. With
you're a
Martinelli.
Wizard, Harry.
It's ridiculous. He's so good.
Let me do league updates for the first time, I think, in December. So shout out to the FMLPL Prize League Mug League leaders for December. We got Marcus Ringstad, aka Locomotive Toyen. Number two, we got Martin Gustafsson, aka another Locomotive Germo. So top two are Locomotive FCs. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I just think of the Russian team.
Yeah, we're getting hacked, clearly. Oh, and then number three is Owen Byrne, aka Owen Away. And then the leader of the FML Field Public League, Brendan Lane, aka Yes. He's 48th overall. Good job by him.
Okay.
Ooh, that was like a long intro section.
Yeah, we usually don't do that long intros, but we introed today. We had to introduce today.
We had to introduce today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you like to begin? Oh, thank you. It's my.
You have so many clothes that look like cows. Did you know that?
I'm a diehard cow fan. Actually,
I
didn't know that, but there was that Wolves like warm up kit like two years ago that was like basically cow print, and I remember being like, I love that. So secretly cow ultra.
Sneak peek, you fucking already own like six other things.
I need some cowhide ASAP. Where should we begin? What team do you want to talk about?
I mean, we have to start with your dumb team, I think.
What a game.
2-2.
Awful.
Paul Tierney Darb.
Nightmare.
What do you got for us?
Fucking nightmare. It felt so bad.
It felt like a loss, huh?
It felt like a major loss. Although...
Yeah.
Points I heard, a point's okay away Spurs, especially with our midfield and no Van Dijk was, you know, just a joke, basically B squad. But it, like, Spurs could have scored like four or five, and that would not have been unfair to them. So,
well, if they finished all their chances, but they're Spurs, so.
Well, Allison made like
he had an error
for the second goal, but he made some like insane saves. Yeah. So he really
Giving one away on balance for the one like the fingertips on the ollie. Yeah. I mean, is fair. It just doesn't feel good when. That's the thing. I mean, it must be such a nightmare being a goalkeeper because you know you see, Thiago make, a very. Ridiculous error,
right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't get punished. If a goalkeeper makes a ridiculous error, you know, 9 times out of 10, it does get punished.
Yeah, it scales up with how close you are to goal. It's the same as center backs, right? It's like the Lovren problem of like most games, he'll give you a 7 out of 10 for Liverpool and it's like totally fine. Everything's good. But the occasional 3 out of 10 you can't have at center back. You just
and then
aren't
occasionally,
allowed.
You lose the game because he was playing.
Yeah.
That's bad.
So you just can't have that. Yeah. Like it's just more and more, you know, precious as you get closer to goal. But yeah, it just felt so bad in the context, like A, that we were leading, you know, with that fucking from that 11 that was out there, we managed to go up 2-1. But then B, just the non-Kane red, the non-Pen into the Rabo red, it was just like, dude, fucking.
I think it's the thing I was thinking about as a neutral, you know. It's so frustrating when, like, watching the game and, like, yeah, Spurs could have scored 4. Like, and, you know, it's one thing when you have the players to blame for their lack of, like, whatever. Like, but they didn't. So fuck you, right?
Yeah.
But
when
you watch and you see these humongous decisions and the game being influenced by someone on the field who isn't even playing in the game.
Yeah.
Is such a feels bad because it just takes it out of the control of the players and it's just ridiculous.
That's what I didn't understand, where the like narrative after that game was like game of the season. Like a, you know, journalists and neutrals, and I was like, how could that be the game of the season when the ref decided the game?
Yeah, I thought it was one of the worst games of the season because of that. Like that made me so, it just made me feel infuriating.
Yeah,
just watching what was happening.
Shearer rightfully popped off. I saw like his clip from Match of the Day. He was just like screaming about how incompetent the refs are and just how fucking bad and blatant the decisions were. So you know, it is what it is. But the other myth, honestly, is not just a thing that applies to Liverpool, but it, you know, Chelsea and other teams for sure, is that like Liverpool would have been better off if they had a COVID outbreak. Is like the stupid, dumb thing about how the season's going right now. Like they, if this game got postponed because they had like five more positives than they did, then the time when in the future when they play Spurs, they probably have their starting midfield and Van Dijk back. But because they kept it under control, they have to play this game with Tyler Morton and Milner and no Van Dijk and blah, 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 and drop points in a title race. So, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, just one of those. I think that's just part of what's going on this season. And, you know.
It's just like a weird, you know.
But, but the other thing.
Spurs and Man United have brand new managers in. 2 weeks off, basically. Man, you know, it's like, I don't know. Was that bad? Seemed good. They played better than they have in like a year.
I think it's still, though, to me, with that is your, you know, a thing for your team that's frustrating is you had a few of your, you know, your first 11 out. But I mean, Spurs haven't played a game in 2 weeks. You know, they had a lot of their first 11 players actually got COVID and like overcome it and then go back to training and shit. And, no rhythm, you know, no momentum whatsoever.
Yeah,
walking in cold.
Judge,
I mean, that's an equalizer to me. And I mean, it's not like Spurs were functioning before they had that. They were like kind of not working.
Yeah,
barely beating Norwich. So I mean, I think that you know both teams have their issues there.
I think judging by how they actually played, it seems to have benefited them to me.
Maybe, or, you know, Klopp didn't put this 11 in the best position to say, you know, I don't know. Then you go down a rabbit hole.
But I think Chelsea are another example, though, right? I mean, it's like they had, what do they have? Rom, Timo, Kai, Jorginho, someone else all COVIDed out. It's just like, they would have been, you know, Conte's playing unfit. Their Kovacic is still like not really fit. The fucking Chalaba starting in midfield. Like they would have been better off if they had an outbreak and pushed their game 2 weeks back. It's like this is how it is.
I mean, that's definitely the case for, you know, I mean, but you know, you're going to be able to say that about, you know, any team where this applies. And it's just, it's a thing that every team on equal footing has to deal with. So, you know, it's obviously a roulette if it is your team, if it happens or not, you know, and how the chips fall. But, you know, it's just something that everyone's got to deal with, frankly.
Just another weird season.
Yeah, no, of course. Absolutely. But, I mean, this is crazy.
We only got the one Spurs question, which I was surprised about because I thought, you know, Kane, Son, Ollie all look so good. But Vikings said, my team's in good shape. But I thought Kane looked very sharp against Liverpool. And a vintage Christmas Kane is the most lethal striker in the Premier League. Is Palace, Southampton, Watford next three? Is it time for a -4?
I mean, I'm still way, 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 way more interested in Son than Kane.
Really? After that game?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there were a lot of things about this game specifically that like were playing into Kane's strong suit, like in his strong points where, you know, typically when Spurs play these mid-table to bottom-table teams, you know, they sit back a bit more. They just have more men playing, you know, in their own third. And Liverpool don't play that way, right? They push high up. They defend man to man. And, you know, Kane is really smart with his, you know, movements and winning. He was winning his battles. And, you know, he was just not getting double teamed. And he was able to get, you know, get the ball in those positions on the counterattacks that, you know, he just doesn't really, and Spurs don't really get to do. And, you know, we have been seeing him all season. He can't break away pace with the ball. He can't do anything unless if it's really just, you know, far, far up the pitch. And I mean, Sun can, and I felt like Sun was, you know, still in those central positions, you know, making the farthest forward, you know, counter. He had that one huge chance, which would have been the can assist that he fucked up, and you know, he did end up scoring the goal. I mean, I still feel like Sun is the danger man. And
he also had a one-on-one that Allison just tackled off him. He was clean through another time. That's not in the stats.
I mean, I still see Sun as like way the billion percent more interesting asset than Kane.
I am surprised.
You didn't see it this way? How did you see it?
Well, I mean, just, you know, I see Kane getting seven shots and multiple big chances and finally breaking his duck. And, you know, after a 2-week break, and I'm like, looks a lot like, you know, superstar version of Kane to me, you know?
I guess I just don't believe it. I want to see it again. I really just feel like the game played into his hands.
But I think you could sort of say the same about Sun, right? Like wide open. He's been doing it on the counter.
He's been doing it. All season.
I mean, I think both are probably worth looking at seriously with, you know, these three fixtures coming up and the rest that they've had, and clearly they're fit or they wouldn't have played. So I think both are honestly good picks, but Kane, I mean, racking up like basically 2xG on 7 shots. I'm just like, Jesus, like that's fucking, when was the last time he did that? You know, like against San Marino is probably the last time he did that. So, you know, it's like pretty fucking good. I'm definitely interested in both of them. And I thought Ollie was fucking great. Everyone was like, rightfully skeptical because he hasn't played well in like 3 seasons or something, but I thought he was exactly what they needed from, like, he's a central midfielder, but he's also the third man when it's there, and he was there like maybe twice or something to get like a good chance, and it took a fingertip worldy save to stop him from scoring, and he also set up a huge chance. So I'm definitely like, I'm always Ollie curious. I just still believe there's a player there.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, does he start next game? I mean, was it a Liverpool thing where he wanted him for whatever specific things Conte saw, and then it's just Lukasz is straight back in? You know, that's my thing about
it's
that.
It's the
that
fear, but I feel like
6-2 is good though.
I feel like form is just very important, you know, and you know, giving him the game of his life, you know, against Liverpool, that'll be good.
I mean, we were talking about, I mean, I haven't felt the balance is there with Lukasz, you know, with this in the system. I just felt like he wasn't clicking in terms of kind of bridging defense to attack or DM to attack. He was just like dribbling, and, you know, maybe Dele Alli is just going to be a better option for him there. So in the Liverpool game he played great. So
yeah, it was much more interesting. It was much more two up top with the Son and Kane and three midfielders rather than like, I don't know what they were trying to do with Lukasz really, but very interesting. City are just a fucking juggernaut joke of a team who just roll everyone over for fun.
I mean, it's just, you know, get three of them in and you just hope they play.
Yeah, basically. So, you know, some questions on that front. Ethical said, with City attackers coming back in fitness and form, is it time to end things amicably with B Silva before we both get bitter? Bent said, is KDB an interesting pick given his form? And then on what you were just saying about just owning three, Brian said, City look like they're about to go on a run of annihilating teams. Do we go three defenders rather than paying more for attack? And Jeff D followed up and said, this has come up on the pod before. We always drool over the attacker's potential returns, often at our own detriment. If the answer is to invest in defense, what do you say if we're already tripled up with two attackers in Cancelo? Would you use transfers to shift to City defenders or stick with the attackers you have? It's all interesting. I mean, I hear what Jeff's saying, that it's often a trap to just like triple up their attack or something. Oh my God, they're going to win 5-0 every game or something.
And then one of them play.
Yeah, one plays. Yeah.
Let's start with Bill because he's got a couple blanks. I mean, my, I definitely
save me here. Cause I don't know what the fuck to do with him.
I mean, it's definitely, they definitely aren't like relying on him as much because everyone's playing again. I mean, right. In the games where he was donging, it was like, he's the best player on the field by a lot in all like 7 or 8 of those games when he's doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, with Kevin back, you know, he commands so much, like, that, you know, so much goes through him, and, you know, just the way the games play out is so different That said, I mean, Bill has had huge point opportunities in these last two games, even though he played a game and a half. You know, he got subbed at half in the Leeds game. But he like had two huge goal scoring chances that he missed, one in each game, right? And he had a couple of assists that were denied
by... Yeah, and he created the Jesus tap-in, basically, header. Well, yeah,
doesn't exist for Jesus.
Doesn't exist, as the evidence shows.
Yeah. So, I think that is something that you need to also pay a bit of attention to. While it is, I can't imagine how tilting it is to see them put up 11 goals in the last two games and he has 3 points.
It's insane.
It's insane. I still wouldn't, sell him, I don't think, if I owned him. I mean, maybe still wouldn't buy. He's never been a prolific FPL asset.
No.
And he isn't. He has one double return in the season. Maybe he's at a game where he had two assists, but he's the kind of guy who may chip in. But he's still so cheap. He's not.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. He's not that expensive. I mean, the only thing I could really imagine was going to Foden because they're in the similar budget bracket. And we've been talking about, we do view Foden as a better pick.
I do, but now he's in the fucking doghouse now.
And he's fucking too many bitches. I don't know.
Jack are fucking, they can't control themselves. Dogs. Yeah, a couple dirty fucking dogs on the streets of Manchester.
England nationals, internationals just fucking.
Watch Southgate leave him out. Yeah, I mean, before...
Have found before him in a glory hole or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Before these last two games, like you said, 11 goals and no Bilv involvement. He still had a 31% fantasy goal involvement before these two games. And then after these two games, he's still at like 26%. It's like the odds of him not just getting an assist or anything, and those goals are still seem to be extremely low.
Well, that's also, it kind of reminds me of Jack at the beginning of the season.
Right,
it's like you want to have the player playing well. Because when they're sort of peripheral, like him and Jack has been so far, he was actually shooting a little bit more this week or last week, but you have to remind yourself that, okay, like single returns are fine. This isn't like the guy who's going to explode. I just don't view it as like a problem,
Yeah. The thing with guys like Bilva and Jack and, even like a Firmino or those kind of guys is that they always do the thing that's needed and best for the team.
Yeah.
And
which isn't FPL points all the time.
Yeah. In that run, Bilva needed to score the goals because they were scoring max like two every one of those games and he was one or both of them. And now, they're just scoring goals at will. He's doing, he's still in the box and stuff, but they don't need him to score the goals. He's
also picking the ball up off the center back sometimes too. Yeah. With Kevin needed. Back, he's not needed to create as much anymore like he was before. So, I think, that's certainly... Yeah, that's the thing. What do you think about Mahrez all of a sudden banging off two goal assist games?
I have no idea. He's their Jota.
See, if he starts starting,
he's an 11 million FPL asset.
It's like, it's unlike Bilva, who just chips in. Like when Mahrez plays, he gets fucking shit ton of points.
And part of that is the mentality that I was just saying. Mahrez doesn't give a shit what the team needs. Give him the rock. Isolate him. He's the Carmelo Anthony. He's just like
fucking
he's
Iverson.
Like, give me the fucking ball. I'm shooting. Yeah. Like I'm taking someone on. Like. Perfect FPL asset, but he never plays.
8-6. I mean, he just had two starts in a row. I don't know. Maybe
Foden and Jack are actually just doghouse and he's going to like punish them for, a while, then, Mahrez obviously moves up some rungs on the ladder, but I don't know what the fuck to make of the attackers. Right. Like, I really don't. There's just so many. I do think, who was it? It was Ben that said Kev also. I do feel like, when Kev is fit and he looks pretty fucking fit and good, he's going to start the majority of games. And, unlike Bilva, I just think he gets more of the ball, more central, more shot taking, more selfish set pieces. So it's expensive.
He's 11-9.
Yeah. And that's tough. But if AFCON is going on soon, and we're like getting rid of Mo and shit maybe for a few games and... I don't know. Like, I got him on my brother's team. He had Vardy. So it was like part of a double move. I was like, let's go for Kev. Like, he seems like he might actually be the best of the group with... I just expect him to start every game. Love Raz.
Come on, baby.
Love Raz. He was playing. He did the job.
First half, I mean, he made a switch. Second half, he was playing centrally. Where first half, he was over on this fucking sideline position again. Hated it. Absolutely hate it. It's such an upsetting thing to view. I understand in real life that it's amazing because it's just, you know, how do you defend? It's terrible, but
I thought Kev looked
really bad against Newcastle. I thought he looked back to unfit, washed.
Oh, really? I thought he played pretty well.
I didn't like the way he looked. I was surprised he started, honestly. I thought he was in a, because that was three, I think that was like three in a week or three in 10 days.
For Champions League leads and Newcastle,
I mean, I'm sure he wasn't going to play. Well, they don't have a game this week. They got eliminated from the Man City Cup, but three games, I don't know if it was like, let's see how, if he can do it and get his legs in, but I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think he looked good, but 11-9 is just too steep for me.
I would love to see the comparison of Raz and Mahrez, like Raz's stats when he plays with Mahrez versus when he plays on the right, basically with anyone. Because Mahrez just must be like the worst scenario for Raz in terms of getting points. Yeah, but especially it puts Raz on the left. And when he's left, he's super wide. And then, Mahrez is just like the most selfish player in the Prem. And he's just, it's terrible for Raz.
Yeah. He still got his tap in. I mean, he's been playing. Raz has been really good. Yeah, I mean, he's scored really like, what player. Is he? He's got like four.
He has three and three.
Three in a row. Yeah.
Easy. Love to see three and three.
Love Raz. I love Raz.
He's like
so
a 10-6 mount. Scores every game.
Fucking piece of shit.
No, Raz. Raz is great. Defense.
Great.
Although, again,
everyone but Walker.
Absolute joke that they didn't get a pen. I don't fucking know what that was, if not a pen.
Laporte certainly seems like...
Laporte's on the menu.
Yeah. Stones is just third center back, you know?
How about my guy, Diash, banking cleans in back-to-back games and getting subbed? It wouldn't have mattered. They kept the cleans anyway, but you love to see it.
Yeah. I mean, the luxury of being up by 20 goals in both games and subbing your center back is just what Pep jerks do.
Yeah, it's his fantasy, absolutely. Yeah. Fantasy Pep is just that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, Diash, you know, I'm really proud of you that you kept him because you went on a really bad run of him getting, I think, like one clean in six or so game weeks.
It was being a disaster. Benched, like,
disaster. And then he has two goals. You know, he had the goal against Villa. Couple cleans, you know. Yeah, he's been
fucking Newcastle goal. Speak of Cancelo getting a double return.
Cancelo to Diaz.
What
how was
the
that?
Fuck was that?
Yeah,
that was like the most comedy.
Do you remember Dubravka?
You almost went Dubravka
in Poland. Remember he had that one thing. He had that one error for Poland where we were like, "What the fucking?"
I can't remember.
Fuck?
I can't remember.
It wasn't. I don't think it was as bad, but he did something really insane for Poland and like threw the ball in his own net.
What do you think about Kieran Clark? Disaster. But yeah, City are very good. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Laporte's definitely a pick for sure.
Yeah, you can't tell me that Hayden wouldn't play a better center back than Kieran Clark.
I would not. Yeah. They need fucking Fedfern more than any team has ever needed him. I know. I'm just saying they need him. Like they need.
Well, even when he was fit, he was fucking not picking him, the dumbass.
Yeah.
Well, he's been on the bench.
Insane.
I mean, if you're up against Jamal Lascelles and Kieran Clark, come on.
Lascelles is so bad.
He's so bad. I don't.
He needs to stop ever playing.
They need to buy so many defenders.
We're almost there, man. We're almost there. They're going to buy every overpaid shitty center back. They're going for Bailly. They're going to like sign David Luiz.
They were talking about Trips.
They're going to get Trips. Oh, Trips is such a scumbag. He would love to go there just for secure the bag.
They don't have a single Premier League quality starting defender in their team besides Char.
They should come for Nat Phillips. Actual. At least he's young. Yeah.
I don't hate that. I'm so excited. They need three starting defenders to go in with Char. It's such a joke. Their defensive player stable is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's negligent. It's fucking ridiculous. Like it's just so embarrassing.
Yeah, like it's fucking embarrassing. Look at their entire FPL page. They have one right back, and it's Javier fucking Munguia. And they have one left back, and it's Jamal fucking Lewis. And then just a bunch of shitters at center back. It's fucking insane. The construction. Ashley really left them a fucking turd in their stockings for when they buy this team. He's like, oh, enjoy the team.
All they buy are fucking cams and strikers. That's all they add to their team. They just spent fucking ton of money on
Brucey, baby. Bruce, who's like a Hall of Fame center back, by the way. Ollie Beiser.
Why are we talking about Newcastle? They didn't even play. They played Man City. That's right. Yeah.
Let's talk about Arsenal because they're looking fucking great. They fucking destroy Leeds again, minus the Ben White-ism. Ethical said, Arsenal's midfield seems like a good spot for investment, but who do you like best? Odegaard more and more influential. ESR's getting the goals even as a sub. Saka looking like he might be involved in everything. Martinelli might be the best of all. I reckon your hearts say Martinelli, dear heads as well.
Yeah, I mean,
he's undroppable.
Well, Martinelli's obviously outstanding. So, you know, first thing I really, you know, I'm not happy to talk about this, but their fixtures are diabolical. So, if you don't have Arsenal
sad
players,
to hear that. I haven't looked.
The ship has sailed. And, you know, you got to just let it go until after the blank. You know, they just don't have good fixtures.
I mean,
playing straight up. I mean, you know, Norwich.
And then,
they've got.
Yeah, go. No, read them.
Home Wolves, home City, at the Spuddenings, home Burnley, at Wolves again, which, I mean, you playing that Wolves bus two times in four game weeks is not what you want to see. They're just so bad. Like, those are all so bad. There's going to be no space. They're going to get disassembled by Man City. There's going to be no space in any of those other games. And they're just going to be facing, you know, nine defenders in all of them.
Also, I don't know if the doubles shit is correct, but if it's correct, they're doubles at Chelsea in 22. So it's it's just a bait all the way.
It's tough.
It's really bad. But, you know, Ramsdale, still good. Because that's a lot of clean sheet shots in those.
Yeah, other than City game. And, I mean, at Spurs, we'll have to see how they look.
Yeah.
But if that's a double. We'll have to see if that happens. So, I'm...
Yeah, good call by you. I hadn't looked.
I'm looking at benching Martinelli after the Norwich game. I mean, which is kind of what I had planned on all along when I kind of got him. But I think after the Norwich game, the attack... You know, it's just, ugh.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think you're right. Unfortunately. Yeah, I think you're right.
Which sucks, because they have been looking so good.
Yeah. They have been fucking really impressive, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy they're in fourth, even though it's sort of like a false table, because they fucking earned it. But, White's still good. Defense, good.
Yeah, White's still good. I mean, you know, some people are starting to go for Tierney. I mean, Tomiyasu came off, so that's a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, if Cedric's
worrying.
Playing, that's that
downgrades everything by a lot.
Big problem, but dude, it was just astonishing. We were watching that game, right? That Cedric plays for like 15 minutes or 10 minutes. He never was in the right bat. He was never in the right place. Whole time he's like fucking in midfield.
Like, people were like, people forgot he was even at the club. They're like, is that Cedric?
Well, he kept playing the left back. What was he doing? He was picking everything but Cedric. I was surprised he subbed him on instead of Chambers, who's fucking exciting. Well, I'm a perv. I mean, Chambers is right there saving lives, pointing out, you know, racists and the Leeds fans.
Yes.
In the Leeds stands, and then he doesn't honor him by putting him. He puts fucking Cedric in. That's not cool by Arteta. You hate that, right?
Cedric, I don't know. They match. They do their hair together, probably. Arteta and Setters, so they have that bond, unbreakable bond of hair boys. I forgot to mention, you just speaking of the Arsenal Leeds game, and, you know, cheeky little Gelhardt assist. So many people on Twitter and all our fucking social media and whatever, you know, when we post the lineups, were like,
what do we got?
They were like, you deserve the Martinelli on points on the bench because you started Gelhardt over him.
How could you not start 5-5-0?
These fucking idiots.
Fucking idiot. Alon.
Who don't know how
you
the game
so
played
stupid.
At all. I'm just like, you are so fucking stupid. You just outed yourself as a fucking fraud idiot. It was great. I loved seeing it. Every one of them. I was just like, holy
Gelhardt,
shit.
Low key. Play
good
great.
Player. Yeah, he's a good player.
He played great. I couldn't believe how good he played.
He's just a good player.
Yeah, I mean, he was holding the ball. It's like an impossible task, but he did it for a little fuck. I mean, he was doing very, very bad job whenever he lost possession and was trying to win it back on the man. Yeah, every time I was like, that's a yellow card. He's going to get a yellow card. He just jams into the player. He just throws his legs.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, he's young. Yeah, he's a player. I'm very interested to see how his career develops. I very much like watching him play.
It still won't let me go 5-5-0. Really annoying because I have Dennis at Wolves, Ali home Chelsea, and Gelhard at Liverpool.
Mm. Okay.
So I have basically a 2-point ceiling.
Great. Well, that's why we have transfers.
Let's do some other questions. Right. Skim said, is it worth holding Callum now that fixtures will turn again, or are Newcastle just too bad? So if you stuck it out this long.
No, I mean, I was really close to bringing him in instead of Wood. I mean, the main reason why I got Wood was because I would have benched him for Gelhardt, for the record, if I had done that. 100%. But the main reason I didn't do that was I wanted a key. I would have had to get Sanchez out for my Ramsdale if I got Callum, and I wanted to have two playing keepers because of this whole mess.
Yeah.
So that's why I got Wood. But no, I think Man United, you know, not a great fixture on
Monday,
but
really bad.
The thing that you love about Callum is, for as bad and, you know, ridiculously horrific Newcastle are defending, all they do is play. I mean, we talk about Wolves and Chelsea playing nine defenders all the time. Spurs or fucking Newcastle play like seven attackers.
They play two defenders. They play two center backs, wingers at fullback, attacking mids at fucking defensive mid, the double pivot.
And two strikers.
And
That's all they do. It's even more pervy than the Bournemouth team when they just attacked. Yeah. I mean, so if they win it, and they can't, you know, they have to win some games, and they're going to win 4-3 if they do win. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Everton, Southampton, Watford, Leeds, Everton again. That's a good run, you know.
Really
and
good.
I feel
after
like,
Man United, it's a really good run. Yeah.
And again, I mean, they have to score goals and win games. So,
and
I don't expect them to go up 1-0 and then try and hold it, like, because they can't. So, you know,
Eddie can't. Like, he can't manage that way either. So, and the good thing about having the worst team in the Premier League and worst squad in the Premier League is that it can't get worse in January. Pretty much anyone they bring in with a beating heart is just going to improve the team. So that's cool too.
And you know that Callum's going to be immune to whomever they bring in too. So that's also nice. Yeah. I mean, I think Callum's a good, like, buy. I mean, I think this is another good window where, you know, again, mostly in context of the forwards are bad in the game.
Is St. Max hurt?
Yeah.
That's
he was
bad.
On the bench. He was on the bench.
Yeah, but he played it.
He
played like half, right?
Didn't played he? A half, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he came off knocked, but so maybe, I guess not. I mean, he played half. I don't remember.
Yeah, I guess he's fine if he subbed on. Yeah, I don't remember seeing his face at all, but
yeah.
Yeah, if he subbed on, he's probably fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Callum definitely. Callum and he got his rest. Yeah, I think Callum's a good
I would
pick,
hold him.
Definitely. Yeah.
Bear said, who's the attacker you're most interested in but don't have in your team yet?
Yeah, so to me, I think it's back to Son. I mean, I guess it's a little bit. I mean, I am
That's
thinking about Jota again, but I feel like, oh my God, like, what am I doing with myself? I just spend a transfer on Jota every 2 weeks.
Oh, because now you have the red. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I got Rabo. I mean, Rabo getting the red was not good for me. It was just it was very not good for me.
But it was better for you than it would have been for anyone else because you're just going to hit him right out. I'd be fucking trying to figure out, do I start, you know, like Gelhardt at Liverpool? Like,
God, hits.
You're
absolutely.
Just, boom, bingo, bango. Roomba that right up.
but I think Son would be that player for me.
That's a really good one.
What are you looking at in this?
Yeah, I'm looking around. I mean, I might have said like an Arsenal guy before looking at their fixtures, so it's definitely not.
I'm just not interested in Man United that much.
They don't look good yet, you know. I don't know. We'll think about that as every data point. We'll get more info. I mean, it's got to be Son and Kane. It just has to be.
Yeah, Son and or Kane, I suppose.
Yeah, because they're just these three fixtures fit rest, all the shit, yeah, coming off their best game in a year.
And dude, home Darb with Arsenal, I always classify that as a good attacking fixture. Yeah. Always. Yeah. I just always do. So you have a window of four there before you, it's then it
and
turns.
And we haven't even mentioned they have five makeup games.
And they have COVID immunity.
Or whatever the fuck it is. And they all got their antibodies the highest in the league.
They're leading the X antibodies.
Expected antibodies table. They're fucking way above average. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so Sun... Yeah, I
Sun slash Kane.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like Sun's going to be in my team when I wake up on, what's the thing?
I have $3.5 million in the bank, so we're going to figure that out.
We'll have to get there. Well, we'll touch on this a little bit later, but.
Yeah. And then the last question was Jay Dongs. He said, if you took Ron out last week, would you consider getting him straight back in? So there's your Man United question.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
I would much rather get Kane. If like if you have that money, like just go Kane.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's a weird question to me because if you just got rid of him, I presume you got players who are on the best teams in the league because those are the only ones that played this week. So what are you like? What's happening? Like, how are you snip snapping?
I mean, also like I don't want to be too like COVID alarmist or whatever, but we saw Son and Kane play. These other teams that had outbreaks, like we don't know the status of anything. You know, like it affects people in different ways. There's different fucking strains, whatever the fuck. So, you know, that's just like another like point in Kane's favor is like, we know he's good to go.
Yeah. But I think more also is that Spurs have played, you know, now 5-6 games under Conte and they have a clear, you know, okay, this is what they're trying to do. Like we have an idea, like, okay, they've been progressing each time. Yep. You know, we've seen 2 Ranić games and they created nothing in both of them combined.
Yep.
So, you know, we haven't seen the same progression. We don't know what's happening. They don't have any DMs, which, you know, until January, which, you know, they just might not function. And so that is also another...
Yep.
You know, big question mark where, you know, do you want to put 12 mil on that? I don't know. I mean, he got a pen. You know, he shouldn't have any points. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, whatever. I'm with you. Any other games you want to touch on? There weren't any games, so I guess not. Let's just go to our teams.
Yeah. I mean, Wolves, Chelsea, there's nothing to talk about there. So might as well not have happened.
Yeah.
Similar to like Wolves. Dude, Wolves. I wish Wolves would go down.
Well, they're not.
I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. They're just bad to watch.
Good at
they're
what
just
they
bad.
Do.
They're just bad for football.
At least they're not like scum like Burnley.
I mean, they are up there
do you
in the
think,
time-wasting
like,
table.
I was going to say,
watching them time-waste is a special thing.
Do you think time-wasting is same level of as bad as like trying to injure the opponent? Yeah, I don't know either. So that's why
I
classify Burnley as scummier. But yeah, it's one of the rings of hell.
Worse.
It's one of the rings of hell.
Yeah, I mean, watching it is... Oh. I mean, you're watching like 65 to 70 minute games when Wolves play.
Yeah.
It's just... It sucks. It just fucking sucks.
Yeah, no. Anytime they're on TV, it's a fucking crime against humanity, honestly. All right, so, I mean, yeah, we're going to do the Patreon pod. I mean, needless to say, I'm not going to fucking make a move until Sunday morning, probably, because of all the fucking disaster shit that's going on. So it's very far away. But what are you looking at stuff right now? Like, do you have any rough ideas of what you're going to be doing other than Robbo out, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I have Robbo and Ziyech. I mean, Ziyech came off a little injured, and he's looked so bad. I don't think... I can't remember... watching him play 2 games in a row and look that bad ever watching him play ever since I've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
So that's not great. And
so Son is clearly coming in.
Yeah. The only thing is if I do that move with bringing in the Shimkas, I have to bench. I mean, who am I benching this week?
I know it's actually a hard bench week. I mean, I'm currently benching White. Maybe I should be benching Mount. I don't know.
I would definitely bench Mount over White.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, they fucking suck ass.
I know, and yet he's fucking has 4 goals and 2 assists in the last 5.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
that's the thing. It's like they suck and he still gets his.
I know, but I think that like banking on the moment of brilliance.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, that, okay, maybe he gets bonus points if he does the thing, but that's the same thing as a clean. I think a clean
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's basically the same as a clean. Yeah. Anyway, that we're talking about your team, though. Yeah, so.
Well, not anymore, baby. We did a pivot.
Double pivot.
Because if I do those moves, I would have to bench either.
You have to. Lonzo, do you have to start a forward? Is it going to let you 5-5-0?
Let me try. Hang on.
Okay, yeah. See if you can go.
It's not working.
It's not working. Oh, damn it. Okay. So I guess no 5-5-0 on the table.
My mouse, it's not letting me.
Damn.
But I mean, I could just look at it as, okay, well, I have Foden and Sterling. So LOL, one of them's not going to play. It's not a problem. I don't know. I mean, because I could also just do Rabo out, not hit.
Not. You're not going to hit. This is the week you're not going to hit.
I mean, who would I bet? Who would I bet?
It's hard to like, what do I bet? Who do I bet? Yeah, so your midfield's, if you did the double move for Son, it'd be Mo, Son, Martinelli at Norwich, Foden, Raz, and then Trent, Alonso, James, Cancelo, and then whatever defender you bring
Shimkass.
In. Yeah, I guess you'd bring him in. Is Rabba suspended for 3, right?
Yeah, as of the time of this pod, 3, yeah.
Yeah, so. Oh, and a cup game. So he's only missing 2 league games.
Oh, okay, nice one.
Yeah, fuck. I don't fucking know. That's yeah, I mean, good. I guess you just benchmark
Martinelli.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
It just
after
has to be.
After he just did that, feels very, very dirty.
It's rude. But you're not going to have... The bad luck can't happen twice in a row, right? He's not going to brace on your bench and not come in, right?
I have a long week ahead of me. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, maybe it's fucking Foden if he's still in the doghouse. He might actually just be in the doghouse.
I mean, then I don't have to worry about it. There's no ring of hell where I'm not starting every fucking City attacker I have when they're playing home Leicester.
Yep.
Just mention it. Consideration.
Yeah. 5-5-0, they really need to implement that because, yeah, like I said, I mean.
There are teams do that all the time.
Yeah. Teams play without forwards. False 9. We need the false 9 in FPL.
Yeah. City haven't played with a forward or striker all season.
So you're starting Wood? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just making sure.
Let's go, baby. Home fucking against fat Spanish waiters team. They destroy them.
Yes, destroy them. I have 3.5 in the bank. I have all my forwards are 2-pointers max. I guess I might bench Mount. I'm benching Mount or White, basically. I'm thick on the bench. I really just don't have a forward to start. I mean, we knew this with Ollie. He had the 2 bad ones in a run of very good ones. So, you know, he has home Chelsea, and then he has at Leeds, at Brentham. Then he has home Man United, and then he has a good run of like 8. So, you know.
What about, here's something for you. What about getting rid of Mount for Son?
Yeah, I could.
Why would you
The thing, yeah, no, that's definitely on my mind. I mean, the thing with Chelsea that I was answering some people in Discord, it wasn't, you know, I didn't do it on the pod, but we're very, very close to being Chelsea out. Like all fucking Chelsea players out. Because, I mean, attacker wise, at Villa, home Brighton are bad already, but those are probably both cleans. And then it's home Liverpool, at City, home Spurs, blank, blank. So. There's just like no Chelsea player that's worth holding for that run. So, yeah, I might just jump ahead and do that.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Yeah, and just take a 2-pointer at my forwards.
I mean, I don't think that Ollie's like a automatic 2-pointer. I mean, Chelsea are still kind of woohoo a little bit, but. I don't see, I mean, where are you, the only other thing I could imagine you doing would be, you know, downgrading Mount and turning Watkins into Kane, if you prefer that team structure-wise, because, you know, Gelhardt and Dennis are, you know, better to be on the bench than to start maybe most weeks.
And Dennis is probably, I mean, I cannot believe Dennis that AFCON is looking like it's still going to happen, but I guess it's still going to happen.
I mean, at Wolves, home West Ham, home Spurs, you don't really want to start Dennis in any of those games.
Yeah, why did I get Dennis again? I don't even remember.
Because he just returns every time he plays. But yeah, I still feel like he's a better... I mean, his also ICT influence won. Excuse me?
Baking powder?
He's the most influential
in the entire game. Holy entire, shit.
All the forwards.
Wow.
So yeah, I could
mount Dennis to Kane and a bench guy, 4-9.
You could afford that. Wow.
Yeah. Well, because I have 3.5 in the bank. And Dennis is, you know, like 5-9 now. He's not, you know.
You keep Ollie and then, yeah.
And I just bench Ollie this week and start him going forward. I'll have a 2 up top.
Yeah, I mean, if you did like the Kane things, you know, I feel like that's, you know, medium term gets you somewhere.
I'm interested.
Okay. I do really like getting rid of Mount. A lot.
It's
like,
probably really, time. Really it's like, probably to just, really you like just that. Cash your fucking points out, right? Like at this point, like I got all the points. Great pick by me.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. They don't look like scoring anytime soon. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to touch anything until we need Sunday, for sure. 6 in the morning on Sunday.
Games. There are games.
Wait,
week.
What?
Aren't there League Cup games this
Oh,
week?
Yeah, there's Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Like 4 teams or something. Oh,
that's going to be good. Good job by the FA.
I mean, it should be children, but who knows, you know?
Disaster. All right. Yeah. We'll sort it out on the Patreon pod. Let me slap asses. Just kidding. No Christmas presents for us. No asses to slap. You hate to see it. Fucking coal in our fucking stockings for sure.
No Christmas.
We've been bad boys, I guess. I don't know. That's it, bro. Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Happy holidays, everyone. Check us out. At fmlfield.com, follow us on Twitter at fmlfield, sportsbeatturn.com/fmlfield, subscriber interview.
Sports Social Podcast Network.